Blog Talk Radio.
Ha ha. Turn me up a little bit.
Yo, turn radio.
Ha ha. What you know about it? Ha ha. What you know about it? I said it. Hip-hop, the hip-hop, and you don't stop. I'm rock on, baby, bubba, to the boogie, the boogie, to the boogie.
Making the beat. Anyway.
Really, Jody?
You always
really?
Cut that off when I'm getting
it's
into it.
It's the same clip every week, dude.
Anyway.
Huh,
what's going on, everybody? This is WTF with the lovely and talented Kenitra Jordan and me, Joe D. What's going on tonight, partner?
It's the day before the last day of school. Yeehaw! Sorry.
I was about to say, what was that, hyena?
It is the day before the last day of school. Woof, 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 woof. I am so excited. I need these 8 weeks, you know?
Okay.
I do. I need
much.
Them. I'm so serious.
I'm so happy for you.
I am too. And then the kid's going to still be in daycare for, he's going to be in daycare for like 3 days a week so that I can write. And then on the other 2 days, I'll be mommy. I mean, you know, I'm always mommy. You get what I'm saying. Shut up.
No.
Leave me alone. Yeah.
Really? I hadn't even said anything yet. Shut up.
No, but I know you were getting ready to say something, snot, because that's just you. You can't
anyway,
help it. Mm-hmm.
We got a great show for y'all tonight.
Yes,
we
yes,
have
yes.
Lady Lissa and Ja'Cory,
yep,
authors of God knows how many books, because they crank them out like, you know, like nobody's business. But they'll be here later, and they'll talk about their latest and what they have going on and coming out and what's already out. And everybody seems to like their stuff, so y'all better pay attention to this. And they'll also be joining us for the main topic tonight, which will be, can your relationship survive cheating? Oh, that's going to be juicy. I just know it. It's going to be juicy. I got some feelings about that, but I'm going to say that till later.
Oh, my gosh.
We got something that we like to call the spin cycle topic. Okay, Jay? Spin the wheel.
Okay, so, first one. I posted this in the group. And some people, you know, they were really funny because they were like, oh, my goodness, really? The nerve of this woman. But how about this mistress is suing her former lover because he did not leave his wife? And it's not like a, I know, right? It's not like a young side chick or anything. She's actually a retired media executive. She's 67 years old. And she's suing James Greenwald, who is like, you know, some big-time person here. She's suing him for $2 million. And she says that, I know, right? She says she's due this money for 6 years of unpaid work that she did as his unofficial assistant slash lover. So,
but wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. So is she suing him because for unpaid wages? Or is she suing him because she was his mistress? Because that sounds like unpaid wages.
She's suing him for both, but this is what I think. To me, it sounds like he paid her with Nature's credit card. And now she's saying Nature's credit card is not enough. I want real-time money. That's
really?
What it sounds like to me, yes.
And this chick really thinks, well, this 67-year-old chick really thinks she's going to win this lawsuit.
Yes.
What
mm-hmm.
has the world come to when mistresses think that they can sue to get paid? I mean, come on.
Right. But
you
then she also,
doing.
But it's not even like she was his only mistress. She knows and she admits that, you know, that she was threatened by one of his other mistresses. So because she was threatened by the other mistress, you know, she says that she feels like $2 million is reasonable value for her services.
Then why don't she go ahead? Why doesn't she sue the other mistress? Why is she suing him? He didn't threaten her.
I don't know. I know. Because
he's the one with the cash. That's why.
Yeah.
And my thing is this. Why didn't she just, okay, this is ridiculous to me. If she wanted the money, if this guy's as big time as I think he is, why didn't she just ask him for $2 million? He probably would have paid her some hush money. It might not have been $2 million. Maybe it would have been close to that. And he would just send her on her way. You know what I mean? Come on. Unless he's in an open marriage and his wife knows about his mistress, and in that case, he ain't paying her jack.
Well, I don't know, because his attorney says that his client is happily married to his wife and, you know, said what this woman is trying to do. Her name is Theodora Lee Corsell. Said that what Ms. Corsell is trying to do is a shameless shakedown.
I agree.
So
my
that's
thing
how
is,
they put it.
At 67, really? 67, you still being a mistress at 67. Okay. All right. Do what you do. That's all I got to say. She must have had some hella plastic surgery or something to be a mistress at 67. I mean, I'm just saying. I guess she doesn't look her age. I wish they had a pic of her, you know.
Well, you could probably Google. I mean, you know, nowadays, if you just type in somebody's name, there's a picture out there, it's going to pop up, you know. Like, the kids at school told me they typed in my name. They Googled me and came and showed me what came up. I was like, thank God I had on makeup. Okay. Yes. So nowadays, like I said, you just type in the name, and I'm sure you can find a picture of her easily. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. That's your line, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm saying, 67-year-old mistress, kick rocks. You ain't getting
really?
No $2 million. I'm just saying.
I'm mad you said kick rocks. And you talk about me having 80s vernacular. Okay, that came
Wait,
from
man,
recess, I believe.
That's not 80s vernacular.
Mm-hmm, whatever.
2000s, not 80s.
Mm-hmm, whatever.
Anyway. So my topic is the video that has been going viral about the cop who slams the teenage girl in a bikini.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to say about this?
Wait, do I need to get the shouting music? Uh-oh. Here we
really?
Go.
This is ridiculous. Okay, first of all, okay, on so many levels, I'm like, okay, I know that the police department wants to paint this picture that this was some rogue cop and his actions were reprehensible, and what did the police chief say? Indefensible actions. But here's the thing. After you're the police chief, after you saw that video, you still only suspended him with pay. See, the correct response should have been you should have suspended him without pay, pending the investigation, because I understand it's the police department. You can't just fire him just like that. There's protocol that has to take place first. So I understand you couldn't just terminate him, but you should have suspended that man without pay as soon as he saw that video. Because my thing is this. Suppose that was a little white girl and that was his daughter. Would he have been like, okay, we're going to suspend you with pay pending an investigation? No, he probably went out there and put out his revolver and shot him. Because I know most of the people that I talked to who saw that video, most of the fathers, that was the first thing they said. He'd been a dead man if he'd have done that to my daughter.
Right.
Not out of beat him up. No, I would have killed him if he'd have done that to my daughter. How do you think you're going to get away with body slamming and putting your knees in the back of some teenage girl with a bikini on who obviously wasn't armed? And you thought you was going to get away with that in today's world of everyone with a cell phone, camera, whatever.
No,
thank
if
God,
you see the video, he was watching the people videotape.
Yeah.
That's what's so crazy.
Thank God the guy who filmed it was there and filmed it. I ain't even put race in it yet. Because a lot of people think, you know, it's racial, which I'm sure it was. They were saying that it was, you know, a predominantly white neighborhood, and they had this pool party, and it was a mixture of folks, and there was a lot more black kids than they had ever seen before in that neighborhood. And so, of course, someone calls the cops because, you know, teenagers get a little rowdy or whatever, and then that's the result. But here's what I'm always saying about these police conflicts. To me, it is always up to the police officer to handle the situation so it doesn't escalate to something like that. The problem that we always have with all these cops doing all these things is all these cops are assholes to begin with. They come on the scene and they think just because they got a badge, they can tell you what to do, act like they're your parent or something, and you just got to acquiesce to it because they got a badge. Man, you just got a job. That badge don't give you the right to do all this other stuff. It's a job. That's all it is. You went to a police academy and you got a job. Stop acting like you more than what you are. Because I keep telling y'all keep doing this to our children, it's going to come a point where it's going enough, going to be enough. Enough is going to be enough. And to this guy, we find out that he stepped down. You know, he was probably fired, but they allowed him to step down or whatever. So now he's a civilian. Watch your back, boy. That's all I got to say. You're a civilian now. Watch your back, boy. Because they're coming for you. And I hope they get you. And I hate to say it like that, but it's true. Because if that was my daughter, oh, my God. I don't even want to say it. But if you did, you done nothing to my daughter? Okay. Okay. On to the next one, please, because I'm about to get worked up.
I can tell. I hear you. I feel like one of those James Brown moments coming on where I need to throw the cape on you and try to hurry up and get you off stage before you throw it off and run back out there to sing and dance some more. That's how
really?
I feel right now. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so how about, you know, Zoe Saldana. You know, she
Who?
Married.
Who the
That's
hell
it
is
wrong
that?
Again? You don't know
no,
who Zoe
playing.
Is?
I'm just playing. Yeah, I know who she is.
Oh, I hate you sometimes. So, anyway, so, you know, she's married to, like, an Italian artist named Marco Prego. Or Perigo, however you say it. So anyway, so when they married, do you know he changed his last name to Saldana? So he
yes.
is now legally Marco Saldana. And so she was saying that it's not something she made him do. It's nothing she asked him to do. It was something that he volunteered to do. And she just, you know, accepted it as a very sweet gesture on his behalf. And they were talking about how actually, you know, when they did a poll, the poll was actually saying that nowadays, okay, they like polled 1,000 men, 1,000 women, and they were saying that there is a percentage of men out there who said that they will take the wife's name. And, you know, they said some said that they would take it because their birth name was too common or too complicated to say, or they really liked their father-in-law, or and then, like, some people even said they lost a bet to their wife in a best of three games of rock, paper, scissors and then had to take her last name.
I'm just saying, there's only one woman whose last name I take. Just call me Mr. Winfrey. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. Yeah, I changed my name for Oprah. That's about it.
Really?
Really. Call me Mr. Winfrey, too. Oh, them bucks. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
You're just, you know, Jody, you are such a pig.
How am I a pig?
You really are.
Just said I would change my name for Oprah Winfrey.
Huh? Why would you change it for her and not for someone else?
No, why would not? Because she's Oprah Winfrey.
Okay, but then why wouldn't you change it for someone else?
Because they're not Oprah Winfrey.
And?
That's why.
Come on.
Yes.
So why would you? Okay, so what is it about Oprah that would make you change your name for her?
Really?
You wouldn't. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that 2. Whatever $1 billion she got in the bank, the conglomerate that she is, the global leader. Hell, she got Obama elected. I mean, come on.
So you're saying you can be bought?
Shit, but for the right price, anybody can be bought. What are you talking about? And I'm
so
keeping it real.
Bought.
Yes. Yes. For the right price, yes.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you.
Really? And
you
everybody else out there
bought.
Listening can be bought, too. Trust me on that. For the right
I can't
price.
Believe you.
If Oprah Winfrey came to me and said, hey, let's get married, but I want you to take my name and I'll give you, I don't know, $100 million. Okay, where do I sign? I'm good. I still get to keep my first name. I mean, come on.
I still get to keep my first name. What?
Exactly.
Really?
Who cares? Who cares? Shoot.
You just really need some help or something.
I'm keeping it real. What's wrong with that?
Whatever.
If she's the more established or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, if her name means so much, because it's a difference. You're talking about branding. Oprah Winfrey is a brand unto herself. So, I mean, yeah, I would be Mr. Winfrey. That's
mm-hmm.
it, though. It wouldn't be anybody else.
Uh-huh. I'm just going to sit here and sip my cream soda. Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this. As a woman, would you want your man to take your last name?
You know, okay, here's the thing with me. I am extremely
mm-hmm.
traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And my thoughts, my beliefs, all of that. I'm very traditional. And so I wouldn't want him to take my last name. You know, it's kind of like I would be honored to take his. Now, I'm not giving up my maiden name. I didn't give up my maiden name. I still
see,
kept my maiden name. No.
Well, then
I
that's not
my,
the same. What you mean you're not going to give it? Wait a minute. You can't have it.
You
can't have it both
shut
ways.
Shut up and let me finish. I kept my maiden name and made it like a second middle name.
Whatever.
So, you know, just so I could keep that. You know what? Go
how
away.
You gonna, wait a minute. How are you going to make your maiden name your middle name?
Because you can. Females do have that option. When
uh-huh.
we marry and we change our name and you go to the Social Security office to change your name and everything, you have the option of taking your maiden name and making it like a second middle name, or if you don't have a middle name, making that your middle name. And it's not hyphenated. So it's not hyphenated. My name is Mrs. Jordan legally, but I do have 4 names now. So I have my first name given by birth, my middle name given by birth, and my last name given by birth, my surname, and then I just tacked on my husband's name there at the end. So, like I said, it's not hyphenated. It's not, you know, like how you see people talk about Miss such and such so-and-so. No, it's not that. I took his last name, but I still wanted to remember and respect my father.
Okay. If you
so,
say so.
Yeah. If I say so. You know, you're a jackass.
Just call me Mr. Winfrey. Anyway, y'all, coming up after this, we got Lady Lissa and Arthur Jacory, and they will tell us all about what they got going on right after this.
Oh, I tell you, you're just a horrible, horrible, horrible person. I'm going, but I just want to make sure you knew you were horrible first.
Will you play the ad, please?
All right, they're back. And you know they always have amazing things for you to read. So, by Lady Lissa, I Can Make You Love Me, Hotter Than Hell 2, Dirty Late 1, 2, and 3, and I'm In Love With a Thug. With Jacory, Khalil, Tall, Dark, and Deadly, Her Online Lover, Love Him to Death, and Secrets Behind Closed Doors. Oh, and did I forget to mention, how could I forget to mention that tomorrow, Secrets Behind Closed Doors 2 drops. Be sure you pick that up to read on your Kindle. Happy reading. You've got enough to keep you busy with these two. and join us this Saturday, June 13th, from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. for a special edition of WPF with Kenitra and Joe D, as we will have some of the hottest children's indie authors here joining us to discuss what can your child read over summer break. How many times have you as a parent heard, "I'm bored, I don't have anything to do," and you want your child to read a good book? Tune in Saturday morning and find out what books you can purchase for your child to read for summer vacation and where you can pick them up. Tune in Saturday morning, 9 to 11 o'clock.
I'm really excited about the little show on Saturday. You know?
Yes, I know. Indie authors. That's going to be good. We've never had any indie children authors on the show.
No, we haven't. But you know, you actually inspired that. Mm-hmm. You're your big mouth. There you go. I'm sorry.
But tonight, we got some guests at the door.
Yes, we do.
Come on in, Lady Alyssa and Ja'Cory.
Hello, hello. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you.
You see, I did your ad yesterday because, you see, and after that, when I was sitting there listening to it, I was like, oh, crap, today is June 10th.
Really?
Yeah.
So it dropped today.
Actually, it was supposed to drop today, but we pushed it back to tomorrow. So
okay.
You are right when you said
it
drops tomorrow.
Yes.
I mean, y'all are just cranking these books out like right and left. I mean, y'all must just write like for the time you get up until the time you go to bed.
Actually, Ja'Cory might do that, but we have jobs, believe it or not, like real jobs.
Wow.
But I'm off for the summer, so I mean, I still have school. I have two more courses to take. And then I'm done with my Bachelor of Science degree in communication.
Cool.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. But Ja'Cory has a job as well. So we're actually pretty busy, like, outside of writing, but we always make time to write.
Okay. I envy that because it's hard to try to find time for writing. You know what I mean? For me.
Yeah.
I love it when, you know, people can write like that. Ja'Cory, tell us a little bit about what's going on and your book that's going to be dropping tomorrow.
Secrets Behind Closed Doors 2.
I guess tell us about number one first, and then we'll find out about number two.
Okay, well, so this pastor, Pastor Donovan, he owns this mega church, and he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful daughter.
Okay.
And his wife was never satisfying him enough, so he's involved into a side chick.
Mistress.
But wait, what's the difference? What's the difference between the mistress and the side chick?
He's a pastor with a lot of money. He got a mistress because
he keeps
his women. They have their own condo. He buys them cars.
Yeah.
So
that's
a mistress.
For all you people who don't know, that's the difference.
A side chick still living in a project.
Exactly.
A little hoopie with no AC in the summertime.
Gotcha.
But go ahead, Ja'Cory.
Yeah, but as the relationships keep going, you know, he gets deeper and deeper into the relationship itself, and it starts to cause some confusion in his relationship with his wife. And the mistress starts gaining feelings. It took a turn for the worse after that. I won't get into all the details, but it's something to be prepared.
Okay. And Lady Lissa, what do you have going on?
Well, Right now I'm working on I'm In Love With A Thug Part 2. I'm also working on a collaboration with Ja'Cory. We haven't gotten a name for that one yet. And I'm also working on a collaboration with Larissa. She's one of my sisters in the Sullivan family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Secrets Behind Closed Doors 2 does drop tomorrow. So we're excited about that. There's not going to be a part 3. It's just going to be part 2, and we're going to end it at that. But I'll tell you, that Donovan family is going out with a bang.
All right, all right.
Wow. Now, how did you decide to just keep it to 2 and not go ahead and take it to 3?
Yeah.
It was when we received the sales, it didn't spark as much sales as we thought it would. Even though it's a really, really good book, it was slow to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because it was slow to sell, we just felt that maybe we should wrap it up with part 2. I had a couple of people suggest that we not even do a part 2, but you can't really leave a book hanging, you know.
Yeah.
Your reader, because your readers want to know. I have Khalil. We have Khalil Tolmark and Deadly that we wrote with Don Diva Publications that we haven't even written. We started on the part 2, but we can't finish it under Sullivan Productions, so we have to do it on our own.
Okay.
And that's not sitting well with the readers because they keep asking us about it. But we're gonna eventually drop part 2 and part 3, but we'll have to self-publish it.
Okay. Tell me how you go about, like, getting all these books out. Like, I know you're under Leo Sullivan, I believe.
Right.
So give me the process, like, because you've put out, like, what, like 10-plus books in, like, 6 months. So give me that process.
Actually, I put out 6 books under Don Diva Publications in 4 months. Or was it 3? I dropped 2 books a month.
Okay.
Right.
You do 2 books a month.
2 books a month. But
now, did
we
you find
started,
it? Excuse me.
We actually
find
started
it.
Writing in May 2014. We didn't get signed until August 2014. So we had
okay.
2 books already done that
okay.
were ready to be submitted.
And then you just kept going from there. Since you already had
right.
the material, you just kept going from there. Now, do you find that your readers really appreciate the fact that you'll put out 2 books per month and they just jump on them? Is that why you like to produce them like you do? Do you find like it's more like a soap opera series and they just looking forward to that next one?
Yes, because they don't. I find that they don't like to wait too long before the next book drops. So we try to just keep the series going.
Mm-hmm.
Not to speak ill of my other company, because I really enjoy working with them, but I didn't know that when you drop part 1 that it would be good to follow up with part 2 and 3, you know, not too far behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought we had to give it space, and no one told me different, so I didn't know. Otherwise, Khalil would have been finished since November, you know, rather than leaving him hanging
right.
all this time. But we learned a lot working under Leo. Like, he taught us how to get the reader's attention from the beginning.
Mm.
He told us, you know, what to do when we have a series, you know, how the readers look forward to reading the series and don't, you know, not to waste too much time, you know, to finish it. So we jumped on that, and he has helped us become better writers. He has helped us to build a better brand and a better name for ourselves. And he has also helped me to grow into a different kind of writer, because I'm not a hood writer. I don't normally do hood, but hood's been good to me, so hood it is.
KJ, you got a question?
I'm just enjoying all of this. I'm learning over here, taking notes as well. Wow. I really like the fact that you said you look at sales and you look at what the readers, you know, want, and that's how you decide what's going to be a series and what's not. But have you ever had a book that the readers wanted more of and you were just like, you know what, I'm just not feeling a sequel right now? Have you ever had that happen?
Actually, no, because I believe in giving them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Hotter Than Hell was supposed to be one book, but when I finished it, they were like, oh, I can't wait till part two. What's going to happen in part two? And I was thinking to myself, I was like, there was no part two. But then they kept asking me for a part two, so a part two came out. You know, and then they were asking me if there was a part three, and I wasn't planning to do a part three. But then I ended up doing, I was ready to do a part three, but I didn't finish that series either because I left beforehand. Yeah, so that's two books that we did not finish. But they're not really asking for any more of Hotter Than Hell, so maybe they're satisfied with the two books that they got.
Okay.
They can't get enough of Khalil, that Mandingo serial killer. That's on the
loose. Lord. Not the Mandingo serial killer.
Yes. Mandingo serial killer.
Now,
oh, goodness.
We're going to wrap this up with, give aspiring writers some advice, because y'all cranking them out right and left. So obviously, you know what you're doing at this point.
Talk to that
aspiring writer who wants to get their work in the game. What do you tell them?
I tell them, don't quit. Just keep going.
It's hard to hear you, Ja'Cory.
It's hard to hear you, Nicole. They can't hear you. Oh, well. I was wondering what was going on. His phone got disconnected. His phone got disconnected, so he'll have to call back in.
Okay. All right. While he's calling back in, you answer it, lady. Listen.
What I would tell an aspiring writer is to write from your heart, listen to your readers. If you put out a book and they're not feeling it, then don't be afraid to try something else. Don't be afraid to try another genre or, delve into something different. You have to give the readers what they want, because without them, there's no use.
Right.
I have some of my readers that became really good friends with me and with us. And in secret behind closed doors, too, we've mentioned some of them, because that's, they have been a really huge part in our career. Not to make you guys blush or anything, but in Thug Part 2, I do have a dedication, especially for Joe D. Sanders and Kenitra.
Stick it now.
Right, because we do appreciate you guys for the exposure that you've given us and for having us on your show not once or twice, but three times.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
We appreciate you guys, and like anytime someone is out to help us, we feel the gratitude and we want to express that to them. We don't want you to think that we don't appreciate what you do for us, because we do. I did a dedication, especially for you guys, in my next book.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, I know Ja'Cory wanted to say something, but when I unmuted his mic, it sounded like it was doing lots of feedback with yours. So let me see if I can get him on again. Let me see.
That was what I was saying before.
Go ahead, Ja'Cory. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you can't give up on your writing, because as you write, you start to build out your idea. And those ideas come from, you know, something so strong. Like, if you've been going through something so tragic in the past, you can put that on paper. And you can make a wonderful thing happen, you know, but you can't stop. You have to get the reasons that they want, what they're into. You have to look into that and study that. And you put that on paper. You know, you got to keep going. You can't give up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well put. All right, y'all. Coming up after these messages, we're going to have the main topic. Lady Lisa and Ja'Cory will be joining us, along with Ms. Khadijah Jordan's opinion.
How do you like, almost forget me? I heard
really?
That.
Can
I did hear that. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
In my opinion, the hot topic, can your relationship survive cheating? Coming up.
Our little business relationship ain't going to survive you forgetting me.
Will you play
your
ad, please?
Topic.
Please play your ad.
Here we go.
Looking for a good read? Try reading Sugarland by our own Jody Sanders. Meet Sugar, a mysterious and vengeful woman originally from a small town in Georgia, as she returns to the Carolinas to deal with her shameful and disturbing history with a group of three very flawed friends. Also by our own Kenitra Jordan, Eternal Bloom. Raised to honor her vows, Ayanna Adams soon learns the truth about her husband and still has to try to find a way to get herself and her children out alive. You can pick up these two titles at Amazon.com for your Kindle or Barnes & Noble for your Nook. Thank you for your support. WTF with Kenitra and Jody is brought to you by Joe Ken Publications, where integrity and great stories just come together. Look for upcoming novels from Joe D. and Kenitra Jordan coming the first of the year. 2015 is going to be the year of Joe Ken.
That's an interesting choice to use the.
It definitely
was.
I'm like, it really?
If we're getting ready to start talking about can a relationship survive cheating, let's get it started. Especially since you can't even remember who I am, because I
really?
Got some thoughts on. You know.
I'm just glad that you didn't use creep again, because you used that 2 weeks in a row. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, I know she's going to play creep. But anyway.
I was wondering how she was going to use it, too.
See?
Wait, now. Wait, listen, you're not
like,
supposed to be
please.
On his side. Don't help him. Don't help him.
I'm like, please
no,
don't let this woman play the same song for 3 straight weeks.
I like
no,
that song.
I was
song.
Just really wondering, Kenitra.
But anyway, y'all. Main topic time. Can your relationship survive cheating? Here's my thought. I think it depends on if it's the man or the woman. And I know what I'm getting ready to say is going to be controversial, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it anyway.
As usual.
See, here's the thing. I came up with this topic because I remember seeing a post, and it was about a woman who caught her man cheating and took him back. And the post was like, was she a fool for doing it? I personally think
there are some people out here who are in pretty decent relationships, pretty good relationships. It may need a little tweaking here and there, but the relationship as a whole is pretty good. But their mentality is, if my partner cheats on me, it's over, it's over. No matter what they built together, no matter if they have children, it doesn't matter if they, you know what I mean? Like, they could be totally 100% invested in the relationship, but they have this mentality that cheating is the be-all, end-all to everything.
Well, you gotta think of it like this. You said that they might need some tweaking.
Yeah.
So you tweak within your relationship, not twerk in another.
But what I'm saying is, okay, suppose this happens. Suppose this happens. Suppose, okay, I'll take the other side. Suppose it's the woman who cheated because the man wasn't paying attention to her. Okay, so let's say they've been in a 10-year relationship, and she's been telling him over the course of, let's say, the last 2 years, you need to be paying more attention to me. You need to be paying more attention to me. You're losing me. You're losing me. And she's saying it. And he, for whatever reason, is caught up in his own thing, you know, his own world, maybe his work, or I don't know, whatever. But she's just not giving it to her for whatever reason. And she goes to work every day, and of course, invariably, we all know most affairs happen at work. You know why they happen at work? Because there's always some dude telling your woman she looks good every day. He's always in the quote unquote in the friend zone, but he's just waiting till there's an argument or some big thing to happen so he can pounce. So let's say he's been giving her compliments and giving her all this attention she ain't been getting at home. And then she just go there one lunch day. You know, they go out to lunch together, and then next thing you know, bingo bango. They at the, you know,
bingo,
hotel
bingo.
Motel, Holiday Inn, whatever. And she goes there, but she only goes there
all
once.
All this over a cheeseburger? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, but she only goes there once.
That was a good cheeseburger.
I know, right?
But, he must have got
cheeseburger
right. That cheeseburger was good with love.
So she only goes there once with him, though, and realizes she made a mistake. So she comes to her husband, and she tells him, you know, I have something to tell you. I cheated on you, and, you know, and all that comes with that. Now, they have a 10-year relationship, and they're invested. They have children. They have a home. They have, you know, vacation property or whatever. They have, you know, mutual funds tied together and all this stuff. Do you really think it's really smart for the husband just to like, all right, forget it, you're out of here. You know what I'm saying? You cheated, I'm gone. Or should he be like, okay, wait a minute, let me take a look at this. Why did you cheat, dear? Why did you go outside our relationship? And she says, well, I've been telling you for the last 2 years. You haven't been paying any attention to me. I've been begging for attention from you for the last 2 years, and you haven't been doing it. So shouldn't he look into himself and say, okay, maybe I caused this?
She shouldn't have done it.
She shouldn't have done it. We all agree she shouldn't have done it. But should he just throw her away when he helped to create a situation that allowed her to go out there and cheat? Now, it's a different story if he had been a loving, doting husband the whole time and she just went out there and got a swerve on. That's different.
Let me tell you what Tanisha just said about that lunch that you're talking about. Tanisha said it must have been a chili cheeseburger with a salad on the side.
Tanisha, bite me.
That's an inside joke between them.
Can I speak on that topic from experience?
Yeah.
But tell me about that scenario. Should he just kick her to the curb, or should he maybe get some counseling or whatever, and they start to work on their relationship, twerk it, because now she made a mistake, but she doesn't want the other guy. She realizes she made a mistake, and she came and told him. Should he just all of a sudden say, nah, you cheated on me, I'm out? Or should he try to rebuild his relationship?
Let her answer.
I think he would want to work on his relationship for the simple fact that she was honest enough to come up to him and tell him what she did. And if it was only one time, I think their relationship could survive.
Okay.
You know, one time she was honest enough to tell him about it. In my case, it was more than one time. I had to tell him because he really wasn't spending no time with me, and ain't nobody got time for that. while he wasn't making time for me, my neighbor was.
See, there you go.
every day he would tell me how beautiful I was, how smart I was. He didn't understand why my man wasn't spending much time with me. He was cooking and baby. I would get home from work, he was rubbing my back and my feet because I had my feet all day. Yeah, but we was just friends. And then one day he just cooked a really good meal and it just crossed the line.
So wait a minute, lady listener. Let me get this straight. Y'all was just friends, but he was rubbing your back and your feet. I ain't
right,
rubbing my friend's feet.
Feet.
I'm just saying.
I rubbed my feet 8 hours every day. 8 hours every day. My man wasn't rubbing my feet, so he was. And he was cooking for me. This man knew how to cook. So he rubbed my
this
feet.
This man was not your friend.
Back.
He was not your friend. No.
We was friends, like good close friends for 4 months before we finally crossed the line.
4 months. He wasn't your friend. You know what he was?
He was a
dick in a glass jar.
Oh God.
All you had to do was break the glass and bring it on in.
I really enjoyed it when he took it out the jar. I got tired of it being on the shelf, so I was glad when he took it out the jar.
Tanisha said he was plotting.
Exactly. So what do you think, Tanisha? Can it survive or not?
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on the people involved. I think it depends on I think there's a lot of underlying things there. Like, are they both happy? You know, and if they're not happy, or do they both feel like they could be happy? You know, like my friend was in a situation where her husband cheated on her. And he told her that being married to her was like watching paint dry. He did. He told her being married to her was like he cheated on her. And he told her it was like watching paint dry, and that he couldn't stand to be with her. I know, right? Could you imagine that? And then another friend of mine, I'm surrounded by people who have been cheated on. Another friend of mine, her marriage is currently going through divorce because the guy, you know, her husband cheated on her. And when she asked him why, he just told her, "I just really don't like you anymore." And she was, now the difference between the first couple and the second couple is that in the second couple, she was willing to try and work it out.
Okay.
She was going to marriage counseling with him, but how about the whole time he was going to marriage counseling with her, he's still living with the mistress.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yes. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Both parties have to want it to work. You know?
I will say this. Here's the thing. If a woman's mentality and mindset, they're like elephants. Now, don't jump down my throat when I say this.
Oh, yeah, you better pick
saying,
that one up.
You know the saying, elephants never forget, women never forget.
Mm-hmm.
They don't forget jack. They will come up with something that you did like 8 years ago on May 22nd. And like, you know, it reminds you of it, you know. I'm just saying that most of the time they won't. Even if they forgive you or quote-unquote forgive you, I don't think they ever really forgive you. But even if they say they forgive you, they'll never forget it. There's always that twinge of you get missing for maybe 30 minutes, and then all of a sudden she's like, I wonder if he's out cheating. Anything you do after that is going to be, I wonder if he's cheating. No matter what you do, no matter how innocent it is, it's always going to be in the back of her mind. And no matter what argument you get into. Yep, smart, right. No matter what argument you get into, you can be arguing over 30 spits. She's going to bring up the fact that you cheated.
I still think that that's I still think that's a part. I think that's natural, though.
How is that natural?
I'm interested to know what Ja'Cory's thoughts are, since Ja'Cory is the youngest of all of us.
Yes. What are your thoughts, Ja'Cory?
I'm interested to know what his thoughts are.
Well, me personally, I haven't been in a situation where I've been cheated on, nor have I encountered someone who's been cheated on, but I agree with what y'all saying, like, it's based on the person's point of view. Like, maybe one of them has been cheated on in a previous time, to the point where if he gets cheated on again, he's going to dump her immediately, fear of being hurt again. Or, like, if he really want to save his marriage for the sake of his family, then, like, he would sit down and talk with her and try to understand and put his differences to the side. But it's all, it's just, you know, it's just a male mentality and a female mentality, like Joe D said. Like, women, they are fragile, you know, they have fragile emotions, and you can't stay alone with that.
Right.
Well, they usually say men cheat with that thing and women cheat with their heart.
No,
that's true.
That is a bunch of bull.
No, that is true.
Hey,
yeah.
That is not true.
A woman eventually will gain feelings for the man that she's cheating with and lose feelings for the man that she is with. Whereas a man could go from this woman to that woman, this woman to that woman in a matter of 2 weeks.
Y'all are being so stereotypical now. I'm gonna tell you right now.
No, we're not.
There are women who can do the same thing. They can sleep with this dude, that dude, that dude, and it don't mean nothing to them.
That's an anomaly.
And by the same token, there are men who fall in love with their side piece or mistress. Every guy who cheats doesn't just. It's just not a cheating thing. Sometimes he falls in love, too. There's plenty of situations where women say, my little side dude fell in love with me and I had to kick him to the curb. So guys do that, too. Guys catch feelings, too. It's not just a woman who catches feelings.
Not as much as females, though.
Really? Okay,
right.
No,
it's mostly
that is not
woman.
True. That is not
if
true.
Females
y'all
catch
need to
feelings.
Stop this. Y'all need to stop this built-in excuse y'all have that women cheat from the heart and men cheat because they just love. BS. Y'all cheat because y'all
need
that fine. Y'all cheat because y'all saw that fine dude across the web or across your office, and he was kicking it to you hard, and then he was like, let me get a little something-something, just like a dude does. It wasn't because of the heart. It wasn't because of the heart. It's because you wanted some. And you thought he could blow your back out.
Beat him. The nerve. Does a Paul fit?
No, I'm just saying. I've been that guy who was waiting in the wings, who was slick. I've been Mr. Slick in my 20s. You know,
you were the side chick. I mean, the side dude or the whatever it is.
Who was saying little slick things here and there, and then you wait. And it always
happens. You weren't the mister. You were the side dude.
Yeah.
You weren't the mister like the mistress. You were the side dude.
Now, I wasn't the side dude because I was getting paid, but I'm just saying. You know, you said side dude. They'll get paid. I was, you know, hey. She was extravagant.
But you know what I just realized? Hey guys, you know what I just realized? Jody never answered the question. He talked, as y'all know, he's a really great orator. He talked around it, but he did not answer the question.
I didn't answer the question. What question
did
I answer?
So, Joe, you didn't answer the main topic. So, if the woman cheated on you, Jody, if she cheated on you, would you be able to forgive her?
It would depend on how and
why.
Why does
it depend?
Because they're variables. If she cheated on me just because, then, okay, we might have to, you know, sever the cord. But if she cheated on me because I was neglecting her or there was something that I wasn't doing and I was totally invested in her, then we might have to talk about that. We might have to sit down and get some counseling or whatever. You can't just – my point is – can't just throw away stuff just because people think cheating is the be-all, end-all. It's not. People do things all the time. It doesn't necessarily mean that you just got to throw them away because you could be throwing away something good. There are plenty of couples who dealt with cheating, and now they're happily married, and they're going on like 20, 30-plus years. And they dealt with cheating like 20, 30 years ago. Now, should they have thrown away their spouse or their significant other because something happened? No.
Well, I threw away mine.
You can't just throw people away all the time.
I threw mine.
Now,
he was a serial cheater.
Yeah, well, see, that's different. If you're dealing with a low-down, dirty dog, you got to get rid of him. I'm not talking about just a low-down,
sure
dirty
did.
Dog.
I wasn't trying to neuter that thing. I was just trying to get rid of him.
Because, I mean, there's a difference between a serial cheater and somebody who cheated because something was going on or wasn't going on the way it should have been.
Spending all my bill money buying drinks for those cops in the club. Boy, you got to go.
My thing is, you can't just throw people away just because of cheating. There's this big mentality that if you cheat on me, you're gone. And people with that mentality are going to wind up lonely a lot because you can't just throw people away. You know? Now, if you're dealing with a dog, get rid of them both ways. Dog or a spot or whatever you want to call them, you know, get rid of them because you can't turn a home into a housewife, you know?
People have their reasons.
Have you tried to turn a home into a housewife? She might actually go, I'm sorry. That's another topic.
That could be another topic for next week.
Always a hoe.
I know, right?
Wow. Did you just ask me if I tried to turn a hoe into a housewife?
I just asked because of what you said. I just asked. It was just piggybacking off the comment you made.
Really?
What?
I noticed that you didn't answer the question either. You talking about me, but you never answered the question.
I did answer the question.
And what was your answer?
It depends, it is old and decrepit there. I said it depends on the couple and whether or not they actually want to work it out. Because if they, like I was telling you about my friend.
No, what if
she
you,
was
no,
willing,
what if you, no, not your friend, you. If your man cheated on you.
What do I think?
Yeah, if your man cheated on you, would you take him back? Yes or no?
No.
Wow. See what I mean? That's that mentality.
You didn't even think about that. She was like, no, that relationship ain't worth saving. He got to go bye.
So if you married over a decade.
I would think, because this is how I would look at it, okay? I would look at it like this. It must not have meant that much to him either. If he did that, if he cheated, then however many years you're trying to say we were together, they didn't mean anything to him if he was able to do that.
Why do women do that? Let me just break this off for a minute. Why do y'all do that? Why is it that y'all think when every time a man does something, let's just say in the wrong, y'all always put everything on that decision? Like if your man cheats on you, like he really thinking when he about to go there, with his mistress, let me think about these 10 years, these 10-plus years I had with Kenitra. Oh, well, let me get it in. That's not what goes on at all. He ain't thinking about
you
nothing.
You know why he's not thinking like that? Because he's thinking with the bottom head and not the
exactly. That's my point. So stop trying to put all that on him like, oh, it didn't mean anything. It could have meant something to him just at that time. He was thinking about something else. That's all I'm saying.
You are just trying to make excuses.
That's not an excuse.
Yeah, it
that's
is
reality.
An excuse.
No,
that is an excuse. That's an excuse because, because he needs to stop and he needs to think with his top head and not his bottom head. And he needs to think to himself.
I wonder if our relationship is worse.
Let me ask y'all a question before we go.
Suppose
your significant other was a famous person. Would you make exceptions for that?
No.
Why not?
I would probably be more low-key about it.
I'm gonna give you an analogy.
I'm trying to be more low key about it.
I'm gonna give you an analogy. Suppose a chocolate bar was your favorite thing to eat. And a doctor told you, don't eat no more chocolate bars. But suppose everywhere you went, somebody was offering you a chocolate bar. And you said
sooner
no.
Later, I'm gonna tell you.
You said no 10,000 times. With 10,001, you was like, the hell with it. Give me a chocolate bar. That's what happens with famous people. You do know that, right? And we're talking about dime pieces hollering at them all the time. They probably get hollered at 30 times a day, 100 times a day.
He better put the dime up. No, put the dime up and cherish the quarter you got at
and
home,
And they probably said no a million times. And then
well, they
later,
need to say it a million and one.
And sooner or later, hey.
They need to say it a million and one.
Slide. That's all I'm saying.
What?
You just gotta let some stuff slide. That's all.
No, you don't have to let some stuff slide. Like I said, I don't care if he does have a dime piece throwing herself at him. He better remember the quarter he got at home. Okay?
Right.
A quarter is worth more than a dime. So you better weigh your options. You better weigh your options carefully. That's what I'm saying. No.
How do you think Kobe got caught up? Ain't that having to buy his wife a $40 ring?
Let me tell you, the way I was raised was that if he cheats once, he'll cheat again. So
yeah,
if he cheats,
crock.
I'm gone.
How are those old wives' tales? What is your last name, Methuselah? I mean, these
no,
old wives'
but
tales.
That's your,
if he cheats
no, but that's
once,
your middle
he'll
name.
Cheat again.
Okay,
yeah.
I have a question for you.
Uh oh. Go ahead,
okay, let's see. You've been married for 10 years. And, you know, everything was good. But, like, the last 3 years, there's been some confusion and accusation. And you pressuring him is building a lot on his plate. So he goes to the bar and he gets a few drinks in him. Only he gets a little bit too much. And this woman comes up to him and she attacks on him. Not knowing what he's doing because he's too drunk. He ends up sleeping with her on an accident. And then in the next
there's
morning,
no accident report. Don't play that card.
I was just going to say, you don't slip and fall. You don't slip and fall and whip your penis.
And remember her coming at him first. And he didn't even go at
him. But you need to think in terms. You need to think in terms of what has to happen.
It's no accident. You cannot have an accident with your dick in the corner.
Exactly.
He slept with her by accident.
You undressed by accident.
She has
you undressed by accident.
She has dressed too.
Jacore,
no, you need to
him.
Think in terms.
She
think about what
him.
Has to happen here, okay, Jacore? Let's think logically. You got to unbutton the pants. You got to unzip the pants. You got to whip your little friend out. You got to aim him. And you
really?
Got to put him in.
You don't have to do
okay?
all that.
But
you have to do it. Remember the case in Africa where the women raped the guy? They raped him. They stuck him in the car.
We ain't talking
and
about that.
But what
wait,
I'm saying
you're getting
is,
off topic.
I'm not getting off topic because your point was you have to do all that.
You're
he got to do all that. She can just pull your pants down and hop on you. So stop acting like it's so.
That's,
you
okay,
do all
that's, not, that's not what
accident.
He said.
That's a rape.
Yes,
he
that's not what he
accident.
Said.
He had that
okay.
sex by
accident.
He's saying that she he slipped and fell into a pussy.
He's telling you. Would you believe him?
Oh my goodness.
No, but I get what Jacore is saying. Jacore is saying that alcohol.
What did he slip on when he had that accident? A banana peel?
Exactly.
No, I'm just saying, but Jacore said that the alcohol made him less inhibited. He probably wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have done it had he not had the alcohol or had she not come on to him and everything. He would, it sounded like
that's
he went out
mistake.
Looking
probably,
at
that's
people.
A mistake. That's a mistake. That's not an accident.
Right,
he was
exactly.
Doing. He was a
it's not like he slipped and fell into a vagina. Ooh, how did I get here? Oh, wow, this feels good, so I'm going to stay here for a few minutes, or at least until I die. Come on.
Look, stranger things are happening.
I'm pretty sure we all got a little too carried away with the liquor to the point we don't understand what's going on.
Exactly.
All you can do is... hear out what he's telling you. Would you believe what he's telling you?
No.
No, but she wouldn't believe it because she said she cut him to the curb.
That's right. All right, because
oh,
this is Oh, yeah, just like that. But, okay, here's the thing, okay? No, this is the thing. I don't drink. Well, I do drink, but I don't drink enough to get drunk. I don't.
Did you forget
I've
that
never...
you should drink?
I have never been drunk, okay?
Really?
Because I stop when I start feeling it go to my head, which is usually halfway through my first drink, okay? So
oh, man,
I haven't,
you can't drink at all.
No, I can't. I really can't. I can't hold my liquor at all. And especially
when I can't hold a cup no more. That's when I used to stop, when I couldn't hold a cup no more. Not when I can't hold a cup no more.
I just want you to know you just made me fall out my chair. But anyway, I don't drink like that to the point where I don't know my surroundings or I don't know who's up coming up against me or anything. I've never done that before. I learned from watching other people get drunk and losing all control of their senses. So I don't do that. So I'm not going to put myself in a situation of where I'm going to get to the point where I can't decipher, no, don't do this, okay? Because if I'm going to drink till I get tipsy, I'm going to stay home. So
no,
I'm going to be looking at him. I'm going to be looking at him like, why'd you go out and get drunk and do this?
Maybe drinking was his only answer, to release
his stress.
He's what now? To relieve some stress. That was his only answer at that time.
To relieve some stress, he got drunk and then slipped and fell into a pussy.
Right.
Really?
Really? Really? You put it like that. You didn't,
I know there's no FCC airways here, but please.
Okay.
Vagina.
A vagina. Yeah, okay.
A
vajayjay. I said it. Okay, a vagina. He got drunk and he slipped and fell into a vagina. There we go. That makes it sound worse,
would,
OJ. That sounds like a deep hole. But anyway.
And you would kick him to the curb after 10 plus years of marriage because of that.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't. You're lying.
I would.
You really meant 10 years of marriage, though.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Well, you have kids.
What's my favorite quote from George Jefferson? I see your lips moving, but I don't hear you saying nothing. I don't believe you. I just don't believe you. You ain't gonna just throw away a 10-plus year relationship.
Yeah,
a year, 10 months.
No, because in my mind, he threw it away when he went and slipped into the vagina.
Really?
You know, it kind of sounds like that old book. You know, look and fell into the looking glass. But anyway, I'm sorry. You know,
people make mistakes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Jody.
Lady
Lisa
said she was having her feet rubbed.
And my back. Don't forget about my
back.
My back too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all a trip.
I had my feet rubbed, my back rubbed, and a good meal too.
All right, now.
Oh, not the good.
It's a wonder why we didn't get things going a lot sooner. That man can cook, and he can rub some feet too.
All right, now, so y'all heard that. The best way to a lady's heart is rub her feet, her back, and make her some dinner. And we ain't talking about oodles and
yes.
noodles.
We
I can't have my
no
feet rubbed. I can't have. Hey, Lisa, I can't have my feet rubbed, so I'm very jealous of you.
Aww.
Why can't you have your feet rubbed?
I am extremely ticklish.
Oh.
Extremely
oh my God.
Ticklish. Yes.
Well, I put that tickle to the side.
There you go.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the bigger prize.
Well, y'all, it's been great. We've loved having y'all on for the third time, and we got to do it again for the fourth time because I know y'all going to have like 20 more books out by the end of the year, so we'll definitely have y'all back on. Thank you, Lady Lisa and Ja'Cory. Y'all go out and get their book, Amazon. Look for them on Leo Sullivan. And what was the other publishing company?
Don Beaver Publications.
Don Beaver Publications. Take us out, KJ. Thank you.
Let it. Yeah.